Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
How you doing, Monica? This is Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good, but I'm sorry to tell you, but they're closed. They said sorry, we are closed. Our Tendigo systems are down, technical issues.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, and I came all the way up here with my baby, too, 4-month-old.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so
on the bus,
sorry.
Yep. And got the money order.
Uh-huh.
No, they're not. It's closed. The door is locked. There's nobody in here. And it's a sign on the door. It says, sorry, we're closed. Our Tendigo systems are down. Technical issues.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Larry. I'm
yeah.
wondering if maybe another, is it just that location that's down?
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you that. I could take a picture of it and send it to you.
No, I believe you, Larry. I believe you.
What
I'm wondering is if it's just that location. I don't know if there's anything closer, if you would be able to go to something closer, maybe letting them know that this happened and you had a scheduled appointment.
Yeah, I got... Yeah, I have another appointment to go to today.
Oh.
I don't know. I got to get on this bus, too. It's coming.
So why don't you do this? Take a picture of the sign that you see there, because I'm going to...
I just crossed the street. Oh, my God. All right. Hold on. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
I think I just sent it to you. Did you get it?
Let me see. Hold on.
The 23?
Okay, I see something coming in. Okay, this is perfect. Because then with this, I can let them know that you did go because they wanted you to get it done within this week. So what I'm going to have to I'm going to have to reschedule you.
What bus is that? Hello?
Yes. So
yeah.
I have to reschedule you another appointment.
All right.
Let me see. Do you want me to see what availability I have and then call you back, or do you want me to just check right now while you're on the phone with me?
You can check right now while I'm on the phone.
All right. Let me take a look here.
Thank you. I waited 52 years old to have another one. I got two other kids grown. They grown up. Hello, you still there?
I'm here, yes. I'm sorry.
So okay.
I just asked you some information before I check the availability.
Okay.
All right. All right, so we scheduled you to the one at Germantown. Okay,
the same one?
No. Let me see. I'm going
to
try to...
I mean, because it's easy for me to get here. It's easy for me. It's one bus ride straight up. Just walk about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Because it's a 5-minute walk from my house. It's real convenient.
Okay. All right, so the next available appointment that I see here is not until March 2nd, which would be Monday.
Okay.
At this particular location. Do you want like an afternoon appointment, just like right now at 2:40?
Yeah, that's fine, because the buses is running frequently.
Okay, so I'll schedule you for the same time, 2:40 on Monday. I'll put in
okay.
a note, and I'll save the picture that you took of the Identigo location.
Yep, and I'm going to take a picture of the money order, too, or do I just do that when I get it done?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be dated for today, though, the money order. They should still be able to accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
should still be able to accept it. So
I'm almost sure, yeah. So I just take it the day of when I get it done.
Yeah, just take it the day of, and then I'll send you a text message right now with the new appointment for Monday,
okay.
And then I'll follow up with you on Monday, okay?
Okay. Do you have information about my exchange website about me clocking in and out? Because I had...
No, I don't, Larry. Let me give you... Do you want me to text you the name for Valeria?
For who?
For Valeria. She's the coordinator that assists with, like, clocking in and out using the HHA app.
Well, the thing is I can't create a profile because I already had a profile before with Patriot. And I sent somebody the OID or whatever I think it was. And I don't know if they was on it or not, because I have a couple of you guys' number. You, Erica, and so I don't know who exactly was handling the situation. I thought it was you.
All right, let me take a look and see if there's any notes on the case here. But I just sent a message.
This is the third day of work, and I haven't been able to clock in.
I mean, don't worry, because they can always do a timesheet for you, but you definitely want to get that sorted out to be able to clock in and out through the app.
Right, exactly. Like, I got the app and everything. You made a username and password, but I can't create a profile because I sent all the information to whoever I was corresponding via text. But, yeah, so, and the timesheet thing, would that be over the phone something or whatever? I had to come in somewhere?
They're probably going to send you, like, a document via email.
Right.
You have to fill it out along with the patient, because I believe the patient has to sign off on the timesheet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No problem.
Valeria. Let me see if she responded to me. Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to transfer you over to Valeria because she can take your call now, and you can let her know what's going on with the phone app, okay?
Okay.
All right. One moment, Larry. I'm going to go ahead and transfer
you over, okay? Okay, thank you. Have a
You're
great
welcome.
Day.
You too, Larry. Thanks. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.